USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 100,000 people in the United States have now died from coronavirus. Johns Hopkins University researchers saying nearly 1.7 million Americans have tested positive for it. Worldwide, 5.6 million have tested positive, and more than 352,000 have died. Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggesting that both major party conventions should not be held as planned this summer because of the continued pandemic.
I don't think there's anyone who would say that tens of thousands of people should come together for a political convention, no matter how great an ego trip it is for somebody.
That was seen as a thinly veiled reference to the president's push for North Carolina's Democratic governor to declare this week that the Republican event planned for August in Charlotte would not be forced to reduce capacity. And this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Yesterday's scheduled launch of a SpaceX rocket with two U.S. astronauts aboard had to be scrubbed because of bad weather around Cape Canaveral, Florida. NASA's Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will get a second chance on Saturday to become the first humans launched into space from U.S. soil since the space shuttle program ended in 2011. They're to head to the International Space Station. A multi-state manhunt for a man accused of two Connecticut murders ending last evening with his arrest in Hagerstown, Maryland. State police there announcing in a tweet that 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia had been apprehended there without incident. They say they will release more details today. There are reports that Manfredonia was believed to have arrived in the Hagerstown area by Uber back on Tuesday and that he was arrested last night at a truck stop in Hagerstown. One of two cops involved in a North Dakota shooting yesterday has died. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration saying from its point of view it can't certify Hong Kong's political autonomy from China any longer, a move that could trigger some sanctions against China from the USA. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's officially notified Congress that Hong Kong is, in effect, no longer autonomous from mainland China. Pompeo is required under a law granting Hong Kong special trading status to certify that it retains a degree of freedom and independence from China under the One Nation, Two Systems arrangements. It's been in effect since 1997 when Britain placed its former colony under Chinese rule. But after the Chinese Communist Party last week proposed a far-reaching new security law targeting pro-democracy protesters and foreign influences in Hong Kong, Pompeo told Congress he could no longer certify the city's autonomy.
And despite Republican opposition, lawmakers in the U.S. House made history yesterday, taking the first vote by proxy. Lawmakers voted on a bipartisan bill about human rights abuses by China against a Muslim minority there. Around 70 Democrats took part in the proxy voting, even as a Republican lawsuit is trying to stop it and will continue to challenge that method of voting. The rules change was greenlit by the Democratic majority over concerns with the continuing coronavirus pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.